I don't understand something. Somebody help me out here. I understand, you know, I make fun of Matt LaFleur, but I respect that man. I respect him as a coach, and I respect the job that he's done in Green Bay. Yeah, you lost a 15-point lead. That's not good. But life ain't the same without Micah Parsons. Let's just call it what it is. But my question to y'all would be this. I'm trying to figure out, how are we sitting up there talking about Matt LaFleur might have to go, but automatically John Harbaugh jumps to everybody, the front of everybody's list? John Harbaugh can coach. I respect him. If he gets another head coaching job, I'm certainly not going to sneeze at that. John Harbaugh can coach. I get it. But he hasn't won a Super Bowl since 2012. He hasn't been to a Super Bowl since that time. And he's had Lamar Jackson for the last 7.5 years. And only went to one AFC championship game. How the hell is he leapfrogging to the front of everybody's list like he's some savior? He can coach. He deserves to be a head coach in this league. But I'm not getting rid of Matt LaFleur for John Harbaugh. And I'm going to tell you something else. When I think about John Harbaugh and a Mike Tomlin, I think about two dudes who were coordinators before they got their gigs. What happened to the organizations doing that? Why does everybody have to be somebody that's established? I understand what New England did with Vrabel, but because Vrabel was at Tennessee all of those years. But Vrabel is also one of them. He's one of their own. He's a guy that helped New England capture a couple of Super Bowl championships. So he's a home product in their eyes. Knows the organization, knows the people, has a personal relationship with the owner and the offensive coordinator and the owner's son. Stuff like that. I get that. I get that. And by the way, the New England Patriots have won 14 of their last 15 games, only losing to Buffalo. But here's my point to y'all. What happened to people thinking about a Liam Cohen, a McDonald, and people like that, and looking at the job they're doing, and even a McVay who got the job as a coordinator? What happened to some new fresh blood? Why would you go, if you're Green Bay, and you go from LaFleur to Harbaugh? Why? Why can't it be somebody like McDonald? Why can't it be somebody like Liam Cohen? Why can't it be a D'Amico Ryan who came from San Francisco as a defensive coordinator? How come it can't be a McVay, who was an offensive coordinator before he came to the Los Angeles Rams? How come it can't be that? Why I got to be somebody that was coaching in the National Football League for 18 years and ain't been to a Super Bowl since 2012?